MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Roswell Police Department is searching for a person of interest in connection with the city's first homicide of 2025. Authorities are searching for Christopher Cervantes, 35, of Roswell, as part of the investigation into the January 1st shooting in Southeast Roswell that claimed the life of Marcus Antonio Munoz. Cervantes is described as 5'7" tall and around 160 pounds with dark hair and brown eyes. Police are also searching for a green and silver Chevy Silverado pickup truck connected to the shooting death. The vehicle has New Mexico license plate BHWM37. Cervantes is also awaiting trial on two counts of trafficking a controlled substance and one count of receipt, transportation, or possession of a firearm or destructive device by a felon. After a series of failed so-called crime bills, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham will visit Alamogordo on Wednesday to talk about public safety at a two-hour town hall meeting. Lujan Grisham is expected to discuss her priorities and solicit public feedback at the meeting, which is scheduled 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Alamogordo's Taze Center, 2400 North Scenic Drive. The meeting is open to the public and all are welcome to attend. In a 2023 executive order, Lujan Grisham sought to enact an unconstitutional 30-day ban on carrying firearms in the Albuquerque area. The ban was overturned just days later by a U.S. district judge. She was later quoted as saying, "No rights in America are absolute." And people representing themselves in a court case or any juror can receive help filling out court forms under a program the judiciary has expanded across New Mexico. State courts in all 33 counties offer scribing services to any self-represented litigants and to people summoned for jury duty who need help in completing the forms. Trained court employees read the form aloud, write down a person's answers word for word, and read the answer back to the individual. A completed form is provided to the person who can then submit it to the court. Trained court scribes have assisted about 1,200 New Mexicans since March of 2023. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.